Doris Lusk, Landscape overlooking Kaitawa, Waikaremoana. Hydroelectric power generation has a long history in New Zealand. The first hydroelectric power plant was installed in Otago in 1885. Work on the vast Waikaremoana hydroelectric power scheme in the North Island began in 1920, and in 1929 the Tuai power station was opened, followed by Piri Power in 1943. Work began on the Kaitawa power station in the early 1930s, but the station didn't start producing until 1948, the year that Christchurch painter Doris Lusk came to visit friends living in the harsh, remote settlement. She completed a small but important group of paintings relating to the Waikaremoana power development. In Landscape, overlooking Kaitawa, Waikaremoana, we look down from a high viewpoint onto the construction village built to house workers. In the foreground, we can see the pipeline carrying water to the power station. The huts, water pipes, and powerhouse seem to rest on the skin of the landscape, and the rows of hills enclose the settlement, creating a claustrophobic effect. The intrusion of industry into the landscape is a strong theme in Lusk's work, and one that she shared with a number of contemporaries, including Colin McCann, a close friend. Like McCann, Lusk's paintings from the 1940s show the landscape stripped back to its bones. Here Lusk employs simple, repeated shapes and dark shadow to give the hillsides a monumental feeling. Lusk's landscape has a sense of power that is shared by the opening lines of an early poem by New Zealand poet James K. Baxter. In this scarred country, this cold threshold land, the mountains crouch like tigers. By the sea, folk talk of them hid vaguely out of sight. But here they stand in massed solidity to seize upon the day and night horizon.